And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, y'all, I'm talking about Alabama. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I tell you what, I'm going to go back to text messages because some of y'all are just, I mean, listen, the audience participation on this show is through the roof. Stephen from Athens says, Phil, I believe he pronounces the same as, what did we ask him? Hang on a second. I don't know where we are. Oh, Thomas. Oh, Soul. Okay, I get you. So it's Thomas Soul, not Saul. Well, you know what? I've never had a chance to sit down and have a cup of coffee with him. I could have asked if I'd known. Thank you, Stephen. Ed P. from Huntsville says, Phil, I can't believe you don't know how Hunter Biden could weather testifying before congressional committees. All he's got to do is pull a Hillary and say he simply can't recall any information about whatever they happen to ask. Worked great for Hillary. I mean, that's exactly what they would do. If they know what they're doing, they will be ready for that answer. And then bring up something that he's already said or something they already have proof of, something that he has, you know, done that they can show that, well, yes, you do know something about it. Then why did you do? So what I'm saying is you ask the questions you already know the answers to.
Yeah. And if he says, I don't remember, it's, well, let me jog your memory. We got videos of you doing all this stuff.
Thank you very much. And oh, by the way, you pled guilty. Then yeah. Why did you plead guilty to the tax evasion? So Mr. Biden, when you pled guilty to tax evasion, for which you've been pardoned by your dad, that was for funding that came from Burisma. Am I correct? I don't know that I can answer that. No. You do know because you already pled guilty to it. So the money that came from Burisma, what exactly were you giving them when you did? That's the way the line of questioning has to go. You have to pretty much box them in before you even ask the question.
I was under the influence when I pleaded guilty. Sorry.
He can say that a lot of times, but I'm pretty sure that that they won't fly just, you know, in everything. Jerry from Decatur says, as long as Biden said no pardon for Hunter, he was on the right side, but true to himself. Party and Hunter, he flipped. I wonder if Hunter was holding his dad and Obama in debtor's court. I don't know what you mean by that, but I do think that there's something more to the story that we don't know yet. I do believe that Joe and other members of the family were being protected by pardoning Hunter from not having to testify to things. Because here's the thing. No prosecutor is now going to bring a case against someone who's already been fully pardoned. As a matter of judicial economy, they call it, they're not going to pursue something for which there is no reasonable hope of an outcome. So they won't. It just won't happen anymore. A lot of things just went away. Where we have the ability to find out now is through congressional inquiry. In the event that it falls within the purview of Congress to inquire, if Congress just wants to get mad and poke at his personal life, like, why'd you smoke crack with hookers? That's not going to work. If they want to say, did you in fact sell access to the office of the vice presidency? They can do that. John from Huntsville, Phil, spectacular monologue. Also JP. Did you watch that boring Iron Bowl that consisted of two mediocre teams turning the ball over and over again? Yeah.
It was a pretty boring
game.
It
was. It was like Bama played down and Auburn just played Auburn. It was.
Yeah. Yeah.
War Eagle, by the way.
Yeah, Roll Tide. Okay, they got to win that one.
You come in here wearing your maroon shirt. Says, by the way, I want to congratulate Rocket City Rednecks for winning my Right Side Ruffian, Rocket City Redneck for winning my Right Side Ruffian Pick'em Group with a final record of 306 wins and 126 losses. Congratulations, you're the current Pick'em King, but I at least came in second place, he says, with 291.
There you go.
Nice. All right, a couple more, and I got to go to the content of the Dipper here. Man, y'all, I can't keep up. I mean, these are amazing. Brian from Decatur says, sorry if I jumped the gun on this question. So you're telling me Biden relieved his son of all crimes known and unknown for the last 10 years, including murder and high treason, if discovered at a later date? Yes, if they were federal crimes. If it was a state crime, he cannot absolve his son of a state crime. So if he committed murder in, say, New York City, New York could still try him. If he federal tax evasion, that's out. If he failed to file taxes at the state level, they could still try him. So all said and done, the president has absolved his son, pardoned his son, of any and all things done that could be construed as federal crimes. Chris from Gadsden, Hunter Biden was just being persecuted by the Biden Justice Department. His dad's Justice Department selectively prosecuted him. I thought the same thing. That was, you know, Biden gave the excuse that his son was being politically persecuted, all just to get at him, Daddy Joe. That's all it was. Does he not remember who's in charge? I mean, everybody knows the sweetheart deal, the plea deal that Hunter was going to get at first was because his daddy was president.
Yeah, and it's funny because they talk about how this was to protect him for when Trump comes in office and goes after his political opponents with, you know, trying to go after Hunter Biden. He had already been charged under his dad's DOJ. So, like, yeah. I don't understand the, yeah.
I mean, for the love.
Yeah, it's nonsense. And honestly, I'm not surprised by this at all. I mean, obviously, it's a obstruction of justice, but I thought he would pardon him way sooner than this. The funny part is just that they said so many times they weren't going to. That's what makes it rich.
Let's do this. Let's play a clip. I'm going to call for, what time is it? Yeah. I'm going to call for audio clip number one. This is Karine Jean-Pierre in June of this year in her usual ostentatious, condescending, why would you ask me that kind of question? For the love of God, can we please talk about things I care about? What's not in my notebook? Audio clip number one. Play it.
The president would not pardon or commute sentences for his son, Hunter. I just want to make sure that is not going to change over the next 6 months. The president's saying he would not.
It's still a no. It's still a no.
It will always be a no.
It's still a no. It will be a no. It is a no. And I don't have anything else to add. Will he pardon his son? No.
He will not pardon his son until he does. Thank you very much for asking. I mean, yes, sir, three bags full. That's what we have here.
I mean, I would have more respect if they're like, yeah, of course, it's Joe Biden's son. He's going to pardon him. I mean, obviously, it would, like I said earlier, it would be an obstruction of justice. But, like, the best part is all the clips of them saying, they're not going to do it. He's not going to do it. There's no way he's going to do it.
Oh, it's more than that. In fact, we're going to play audio clip number three in a minute. Go and get that one ready. Because that's the one where every liberal media pundit in the world is on one super clip, all in a montage, just lauding Joe Biden for promising not to pardon his son Hunter because he understands the justice system. He knows. But here's the deal. I got a piece from CNN in my hands. Headline, June 6th of this year. Biden says he won't pardon son if convicted at trial. Well, his son pled guilty. Thank you very much. His son pled guilty. Sentencing was coming up, I think, what, next week? It was coming up maybe in the next week or two. On his gun charges, and then he also pled guilty to the tax evasion charges. When asked by interviewer David Muir of ABC if he would rule out pardoning Hunter Biden, the president said yes. He also confirmed that he would accept the outcome of the trial currently underway in the court in Delaware. The courtroom proceedings have delved into a painful moment for the Biden family as Hunter was struggling with drug addiction in the aftermath of his brother's. Stop it! They rescue him at every turn. Well, don't we all understand? He was a troubled individual. He had problems in his life. He had lived with so much privilege, it wore upon him. He no longer had the ability to reason right from wrong. Don't you know this? He knew exactly what he was doing when he bought crack and smoked it with hookers and, you know, bought a six-figure Maserati and drove at 120 miles an hour to Las Vegas and blew tons of cash that he got from overseas interest when he was selling his daddy's name for access to U.S. government. I'm just telling you, he knew exactly what he was doing. And they're going to excuse it. In fact, let's do this. The liberal media will stop at nothing to make sure that we understand that the love of a father for a son is so strong, it's so bonding, that we have to give Joe Biden props now for doing. Here's what happened after Joe said this summer, and Karine Jean-Pierre reaffirmed that the official messaging was Joe Biden would never do that. Play clip number three. You ready? Got it. Go.
The presidential promise to put the law before a family.
I said I'd abide by the jury decision. I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Letting the world know that he will not wipe away the decision of 12 of his son's peers.
Yeah. Was asked directly, and he has said he wouldn't pardon his son if he gets convicted.
Let's wait and see what happens if he loses.
Yeah, but he said it.
He's going to get pardoned by his dad. There's no question about that.
The president has ruled out pardoning his son.
Major commitment from the president, accepting the outcome of the trial and also pledging not to pardon his son.
So the challenge for him is really to continue to live up to his values when it was really personal, and he did that today.
It seems like a pretty normal, straightforward answer, but it takes new weight when we see what Trump is saying about the outcome of his trial. We're hearing from other Republicans who say they don't accept the jury's verdict here in New York.
The contrast is profound. To sit there and say, well, I'm not going to intervene in the legal process, and I wouldn't pardon my son. One side, Democrats and Joe Biden protecting the justice system. Wow. And on the other, Republicans and Trump protecting Trump.
A current president of the United States has so much respect for the law that he has said he would not pardon his son.
Stop it. Stop. That is just gross. Bunch of sycophants. I mean, they are literally just sucking up right now to the Biden administration.
That's a 9-minute clip, by the way.
It is. That's what's called a super clip. That's a montage. And by the way, I posted it on my social media. You can find it on at Sen Phil Williams. And if you wouldn't mind, would you retweet that to Right Side Media? You can find it on our X. It's called a super clip. It is basically a montage that is over 9 minutes long of liberal media pundits just all over the idea that Joe Biden stands by the rule of law. He upholds justice. He will not even sacrifice justice for the love of his son until he does. And I want to know where they are today. I want to know where all of those pundits are today. I want to know what they think about the fact that over the weekend, on a calm Sunday night following the Thanksgiving holiday, Joe Biden apparently had enough turkey and the tryptophan was kicking in, and he decided, you know, I got to sign a piece of paper for old Hunter. Old Hunter, who has screwed up left and right. Hunter, by the way, who all the things in Hunter's life were Hunter's fault. Don't try and tell me, well, he was addled with drugs. What is your point? If you're addled with drugs and you commit a crime, you still committed a crime. And oh, by the way, getting the drugs themselves is also a crime. You don't have mitigating circumstances because you were under the influence of drugs. Not at all. And well, my son was being persecuted just to get at me. No, he wasn't. None of the things that he was being prosecuted for had anything to do with getting at you. It was your own Department of Justice that was pursuing him. For the love of God, this is just, so listen, this, I'm fired up about this. This to me is an abuse of the public trust. And I look at it and think, if they say a word when Trump comes in and pardons all the January 6th protesters, if they say boo about it, I say we hand it right back to them. Phil, that's apples and oranges. No, it's really not. It is really not. What we know right now is that they claim wrongfully that there was an insurrection on January 6th and that people who just were in the vicinity, who were on the steps, who didn't do anything, who did not take part in the rioting aspect, which there were people that did some things that were wrong. You don't assault a police officer and just get away with it. I get that. But if you were just there and you got scarfed up and had your life changed by an overzealous FBI and a desire by the January 6th commission to prove a point, well, I got news. That is not the same as a guy who was kicked out of the Navy using his daddy's name to get millions and millions of dollars from overseas interest while selling access to the office of the vice presidency. And, oh, by the way, the big guy very likely knowingly participating. It's just a gross miscarriage of justice. I better take me to a break, man. I'm telling you, just it's a rant day, brother. I had 2 days off and a weekend, and I got to play with my grandkids, and I'm in here all fired up now. Just get me going. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Catching up on some text messages still. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, can you imagine what the left would be doing now if we switch the names from Trump and Trump Jr., who got pardoned? They would be completely losing their minds, screaming, marching, and probably burning things to the ground. But I don't hear a peep out of any of them right now. I agree, man. It's just unbelievable. John from Harvest says, Phil, good monologue. Do presidential pardons include state crimes? No, it's just federal. If just federal, do you think any state AG would go after Hunter like some state? Well, if the crime occurred within the state, they would have the option of pursuing it, but they're going to have to indict. They're going to have to look at where the statute of limitations has already expired. Some of these things, I mean, we don't know what's out there. If we find out that, you know, while he was in Nevada, he committed murder, and they find out about it, then they can certainly indict, because depending on state law, there's usually not a statute of limitations on murder. But most of these things, it dates back 10 years. So most of what we're looking at may be things that have already expired on the statute. Allie from Athens says, Phil, I have a question. If it can ever be proven that Hunter actually committed treason, does his father's bizarre pardon still stand? I don't have an answer to that, but I think the pardon would still stand. But the question would be whether or not those who may be complicit or conspired with him, whether they would be pardoned. There's still some people out there who believe that perhaps you're going to see Joe Biden's brother, is it James Biden, also get a pardon. And then there's also, you know, some question about other sidekicks, you know, getting a pardon. Listen, the evidence has been pretty overwhelming that had Hunter ever been called to account for the Burisma stuff and all, I still think that part of the endless checkbook to the war in Ukraine has been to sort of answer the blackmail, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think there's some oligarchs in Ukraine that have quite the bit of stuff on them too.
Quite the dossier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be a bit surprised to find out there's not a a batch of, you know, photographs in a drawer somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What did Hunter do in his spare time when he was in Ukraine? Why, I don't know. And oh, by the way, what did he say in that meeting when he made certain promises he never should have made using his daddy's name? And his daddy got on the phone and said, "I'll make it happen. Just pay the money. I'm the big guy." If there's somebody over there who's got a tape, we'd like to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Mike from Huntsville, Phil, if Republicans, Hunter cannot claim Fifth Amendment about corruption of his, I get it. But if he lies, perjury is a new criminal conduct. It was for any and all culpable criminal conduct that may or may not have occurred to this point. So there's going to have to be some pretty artful dancing, but we'll see where it goes. Jim from Grove Oak says, great monologue, Colonel. The American people had to do Biden's job for him by firing all of them on Election Day. Hunter will face the new Congress next year, hopefully. I agree. Totally agree. I mean, there needs to be a sweeping investigation into things that we've been told to just stuff it on. And Bruce from Springville says, Biden pardoned his own son in order to save his own neck. Biden has proven his word is as valued as the outhouse contents. I can't even get to all of these, man. You see how people are texting in right now?
They've had a long weekend of this.
I'm saying.
And this happened like just last night.
I know. Everybody's fired up. We're going to keep getting your text messages. Don't forget, by the way, when we get back, we have former U.S. Attorney Jay Town coming on with us. We'll get his thoughts on where it goes. He's seen a few guys in court plead the Fifth and then also be held accountable. And I don't know if he's ever seen a pardon. So I'll ask him about that. But wow. Wow, where we are right now. Paul from Decatur says, Phil, great monologue. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. James from Bucksville says, who was surprised by Hunter's pardon? I knew the fix was in when he pled guilty. If I don't believe anything Joe Biden says, can Joe really lie to me? That's well, the lie comes from their side, not your side. You're smart for not believing it. He still lied. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two. I usually call it Meatloaf Monday, but we're still so full from Thanksgiving, we're not even talking about food today. So yeah, welcome to hour number two. We're still in Dipper number one here. I'm talking about Biden called an audible and ran a pardon play and pardoned his son. We spent the last half hour talking about that. Plenty of input from the audience. Well, somebody else calling in right now who can provide some great color commentary on this, I'm sure, is former U.S. Attorney Jay Town. Y'all know Jay's a frequent flyer on my show and Dale Jackson's and others, but he's got his degrees from Notre Dame and his law degree from Seton Hall. He was a Marine Corps JAG officer, and he's on the phone right now. Jay Town, how you doing?
Hey, happy belated Thanksgiving to you and to all your listeners. And we have a lot to be thankful for after this election, and looking forward to the next 4 years for our country.
Absolutely, man. Totally agree. It has a different feel to it right now.
Sure does.
So, all right, let me just dive right in, brother. So, you've got a career as a prosecutor. You spent time as a U.S. attorney. You've seen both state and federal level criminal prosecutions. Talk to me about pardons, because the Hunter Biden pardon has, and I'm an attorney, but I'm a civil attorney. And so the idea of pardoning people for things they might or might not have even done yet, no indictments, but it's still going to be pardoned for a 10-year span of time. How does that even work?
Yeah, so the Article 2 of the Constitution gives the president the very broad scope of authority to pardon anybody for anything for any period of time from the day of the pardon going back to the beginning of time. And that's essentially what he did. He took a 10 and a half, a little bit more than that, period of time for Hunter Biden. And that curiously jives with FARA violation, statute of limitations, wire fraud, some other serious offenses that have a 10-year statute of limitations and don't just involve the gun case and the tax cases that Hunter Biden has pled guilty to or has been found guilty of. And so everything Hunter has ever done as of yesterday, he's been pardoned for and cannot be prosecuted federally. Only federally, though.
And I clarified that for somebody else on my show earlier. They asked that same question. A state crime exists, depending upon the statute of limitations. It may still be eligible for indictment, but I would imagine that's probably not going to happen. But let me ask you this. I mean, we've got this whole pardon put in place right now. I think we're looking at Trump's going to wind up pardoning the January 6th protesters. He's already said that he would. What do you think the pundits are going to do when Trump pardons people they don't like, but they've been calling Joe Biden the defender of justice now for the last 6 months to a year?
Right. Well, and let me just give you a list of lies before I answer your question. But Afghanistan was perfect.
Yeah.
Rob Hur is a liar. How dare he? Right. The border's secure. Biden respects juries and the justice system. Hunter's laptop was fake and Russian disinformation. Biden has a cold after the debate. crime is down. Inflation's transitory. And he won't pardon Hunter. Right? Zero credibility. Not just him.
None.
All the people that parroted and believed him and parroted that on the news or from the podium or wherever it might be. Adam Schiff in 2018 submitted a bill that would have made it a crime, obstruction of justice, for a president to pardon a member of his family for a federal crime.
Wow.
Yeah, right. I mean, and where's Adam Schiff now? He's in the Senate, which is an aberration, but, you don't hear from people like Adam Schiff. Look, Joe Biden is quite possibly the worst president we've ever had in the United States. And none of this should surprise anyone that he has pardoned his son. I expect that his brother and other family members are going to be pardoned as well. Jim Comer's not going to stop what he's doing at the oversight. And so, I mean, I would expect those to come a little bit later. But remember, Hunter had a sentencing in a couple of weeks. So, you can't pardon a guy. You can pardon a guy, but you risk him having to go to prison, and it's a different process at that point. So it was just cleaner to get it done now before he went on his 96-hour trip to Africa, where he's unavailable to the press for the entire time.
Timing's everything, brother. Timing's everything in a press release.
Right. And then all of a sudden it's Friday and people moved on to the college football playoff or whoever's playing Thursday night NFL football. And pretty soon it's Christmas and we all forgot, Hunter existed. This should not surprise anybody. It can outrage them, but it does clear the path for Trump to do whatever he wants when it comes to commutations and pardons with some of those January 6th folks.
Yeah.
Especially the trespass folks.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I've been adamant about this. If you assaulted a police officer,
absolutely,
you need to go to prison. That's just my opinion. I don't know that,
no,
that
I
that's
share
everyone.
That. I said that earlier. I'm sure that.
But I don't, if that disqualifies me from something, then it does, because I believe it in my gut. And so I can't change my mind on that for some other reason. I think the president believes that too. But the thing is, there may be some prosecutions out of that D.C. U.S. Attorney's office where maybe they were prosecuted for assault or pleaded guilty because they got some sweetheart deal just to get the case on. And that maybe needs, I mean, there's going to be a lot of dusting off at main justice of these J6 prosecutions for sure.
Well, let me ask you this though, real quick. The practically speaking, or legally or constructively speaking, the pardon of Hunter Biden, I have seen it said that he can no longer invoke the Fifth Amendment if he's called to testify before Congress on anything that Congress has purview over. So if Jim Comer calls him in, subpoenas him to give testimony on, I don't know what, Burisma, the selling of, of the government authorities. If he calls him in, he can't claim the Fifth anymore. Am I correct?
You are absolutely correct. In fact, he can be found in contempt of Congress if he doesn't show for the subpoena, or if he refuses to answer questions of which he's not legally entitled to not answer. So, the Fifth Amendment doesn't apply to other family members. It only applies to yourself. And so if he's been pardoned for everything that he did up until yesterday, all going all the way back to his birth, well, if he invokes the Fifth Amendment, it's because he did it today.
Yeah.
That's it. Or maybe it's a state crime, and that might be some way that he could try to pigeonhole that in. But for the most part, he's going to have to testify.
Well, if he's called to testify, I believe his pardon expires as of December 1st of this year. And so if he's called to testify in March of next year and he lies to Congress, that's a brand new crime for which he's not received a pardon. Yeah.
Well, and Merrick Garland made it clear that if you're held in contempt of Congress, not just lying to Congress, which is always a prosecutable offense, but just contempt, I'm just not going to comply with your subpoena by appearing or providing whatever you want. Merrick Garland prosecuted those folks.
Yep.
And interestingly enough, Merrick Garland is also a person who may or may not have certainly has been accused of not complying with a congressional subpoena. So bad precedent to set.
Well, all right. Speaking of Merrick Garland, I got about 2 or 3 minutes left here. I got to get your feedback. As a former U.S. attorney, you've worked with people in the DOJ. Obviously, I know you've told me that you know Christopher Wray, the current head of the FBI, personally. I think he currently has 3 years left on his 10-year term. However, I'd love to get your commentary on the fact that President Trump has now nominated Kash Patel to replace Chris Wray. 3 years for his term is due to expire, and then Pam Bondi coming in as the head of as the Attorney General. Your thoughts on those two nominees?
Pam's a great nominee. She'll sail through. She's a real prosecutor, and then became the Attorney General. Ran the fourth largest AG's office in the country for 8 years, and she's an American First conservative. She's going to be a fantastic AG. Kash Patel, one to your point about Chris Wray having 3 years left. I mean, everybody serves at the pleasure of the president.
Right.
So, Chris knows that. I would expect Chris to resign sometime between now and January 20th. I like Chris. I understand why a lot of people don't like the FBI. So Kash Patel is going to have, a very difficult job of building that trust and confidence back up. That for the Bureau, because those investigations they still matter. FBI kept us safe last night, and they'll keep us safe tonight. But you have to have the respect of the public, to include juries, so that, your investigations actually mean something. And they've lost a lot of that. And Kash is going to come in, and I really believe, it's going to be, a knife fight in a phone booth confirmation. But once he's confirmed, I do believe that he's going to put people in positions of authority inside of the Bureau that are going to stop with the politics. I don't think Kash is going to go after enemies. I don't think he's going to prosecute he's not going to put agents outside of, Blinken's home or Buttigieg's homes and wait for them to screw up. I think he's going to stop the lawfare. That is the mandate.
Yeah,
stop the lawfare. Don't continue it. That's not what this was about. That's not why lawfare worked in President Trump's favor. right? It worked in his favor because people reject it, totally. So I think Cash knows that, and I think that's what he would do. And he's a really smart guy with a lot of intelligence experience as well. So sorting out the 702 FISA stuff, I think, will be important so that we can have confidence that we're not abusing privacy authorities under Title 18 or 50.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear you say that. I agree. I don't think Cash is going to come in and shut down the FBI. I think he's going to probably get rid of some bureaucrats. I asked for some people's resignations who've been there a long, long time. He's going to install a few other people that maybe have more field experience. And then I think he's going to get them away from prosecuting grannies who pray outside of abortion clinics and get them back to actually, you know, going after the crimes that matter to the people of this nation.
100% right. And there's plenty of crimes that we need to be worrying about. There's terrorists at the northern and southern borders that are trying to come across. And we need to protect this country. We got 4 years, maybe two, to really make a huge dent. And so it's all hands on deck. And if folks want to serve in this administration, you better have your hand up right now, because I know the boats are starting to fill up.
Absolutely. All right, brother. Well, we'll look to hear what that means for you in the future, maybe. But in the meantime, thanks for your time here on Right Side, and we'll keep you on speed dial. All right.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate you, man.
Semper Fi. See you.
Hoorah.
All right, that's Jay Towne, former U.S. attorney, and I ran it all the way up to the wire here, so we'll take a break. We'll come right back, and I'll put a lid on this one. Listen, this pardon, whew, I got news. This thing smells, and it smells like cover-up, too. It's not just that it smells bad because of how it looks just on its face. It's because of what you also believe is still out there that this is designed to help keep from the public eye. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just pulling pins on truth grenades in here. That's what we're doing. All right, JP, I got to hear from you, man. So I know you're over there still basking in the warm afterglow of the Iron Bowl. But
a little bit.
Just you know. Because we all know what's going to happen. Alabama's going to somehow sneak into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Everything they needed to happen happened for that to happen.
I know. I mean, Michigan beats Ohio State. Next thing you know, they prevail in the most tepid of Iron Bowls I've seen in years. And suddenly, just like always, they're going to slide right in.
Just slide right into the back door.
Just slide right into the back door. That's what they do. Anyway, that's another story for another time. Your thoughts on this Hunter Biden pardon? What are you thinking over there?
It's pretty expected, honestly. I'm kind of surprised they didn't do it sooner. Obviously, it's annoying that he's able to step around this, and it seems like a lack of justice. But you know, like I said earlier, there's just the richness of everybody praising Joe Biden's not going to pardon his own son. Nobody's above the law, no matter how many times they've said that no one is above the law. Yet Hunter Biden's above the law because he's the president's son, and he's about to leave office, so he's got to get this in before he leaves. It's annoying, but it's expected.
Did you say the richness of it?
I
like that.
The richness of it can, you know, like the amount of supercuts I've seen, like you played, of just them saying over and over how, you know, great Joe Biden is because he's not gonna, you know, put his son above the law. He's such a great guy. But then, you know, he pardons him. He's like, he's such a great dad. He loves his son so much. Look how, would Trump pardon his own son? I don't think so. You know, it's just funny. But yeah, I expected this. I thought it would happen sooner, honestly, but here we are.
Yeah, here we are. I you know, one of the first things I heard from some of the liberal pundits was, well, Trump's pardoned a family member before.
Yeah.
Well, I went and looked at that. And so Trump pardoned his son-in-law, Jared Kushner's father.
Which is now about to be the ambassador to France.
France.
Yeah.
On tax evasion charges that were 10 years old by the time Trump took office. And oh, by the way, he had already served his prison sentence. Trump just absolved his record. Mm-hmm. So accountability had already been felt. He didn't get off. He just pardoned a guy, and he goes back into life without a criminal record.
Yeah. And,
so, different story.
It's I mean, presidents pardoning family members is not a new thing. I mean, like you mentioned,
Bill Clinton,
Abraham Lincoln as well. With what was it? His sister.
That was his sister-in-law who she had been a supporter of her husband, who was a Confederate general.
Yeah. So it's. I mean, if you want to say, look, he's my son, I pardon him. Like, I mean, it's annoying, but okay. But it's just the fact that they went around and around saying he wasn't going to before eventually doing it that makes it just. It's another lie.
What do you think it's covering up?
I don't know. There's a lot to cover up. pick what, I mean, pick your poison with it.
I think the money from Ukraine and other foreign interests is what it's covering up, because the tax evasion charges and the requirement to, you know, he pled guilty and then there was going to be sentencing and then, you know, was Hunter going to wind up, basically Hunter was taking the fall for other family members. Because we all know that all the other family members got money out of that. So then at the same time, was Hunter going to wind up ever providing testimony that would have then brought other people into play in order to reduce his own sentencing? I think that was a pretty dicey Thanksgiving dinner they had.
I've seen reports that apparently he had a talk with Joe over the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know how accurate that is. This probably would have happened whether he had a talk with them anyways, but that's what I've seen. Apparently he had to sit down and was like, look, time's running up.
So here's my next question. Does Karine Jean-Pierre hate her job yet?
I think she hates herself as well as she does.
I just can't imagine having her job. I mean, can you imagine what it's like to be her at Sunday afternoon at home and look at her Twitter feed and go, oh my gosh.
She's already had a lie prepared for it now, so they got this stuff in the ready.
We're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Coming up next, number two on the Dippers, Law Dogs. We'll be right back. Hey, all you Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. Y'all, Alabama, I'm saying it. Don't argue with me. It's Alabama. Man, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, going to the phones real quick. I see I got him, Wolverine Dan. Hey, brother, how you doing?
Well, ask me Saturday. I was elated. We all know why. Anyway,
you guys were the upset kings.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Yeah. Hey,
well, I will say, I've days like Cooper with Ohio State head Cooper as a coach. Please stay, Day. Don't go nowhere. We want you to stay.
Hey, how'd your Lions do? I didn't even look. How'd your Lions do this weekend?
They won also. They won again.
Wow.
And they play this Thursday against the Packers. I'm loving it. We could be like 11-12-1 or something. Anyway, but that's not why I called. Real quickly, President Biden is going overseas, isn't he? Where's he going to?
Over to Africa. Where's he going? I've forgotten now. But, yeah.
And what for?
I believe it's to do a ribbon cutting on an infrastructure project.
Okay. All right, fine. Okay. So that costs money to get in the presidential plane and fly over there and back, okay?
Yep.
And that doesn't sound that important. You know, dude, I'm sure there's some kind of diplomat that lives in Africa. Why don't you just have him take his car and drive over there? And what I'm getting to is this. Hunter Biden, it's a nothing burger now. Okay, let's just totally forget about it. And let's do this, 2-for-1 package. Let's say, okay, Hunter, you're off the hook. And Joe Biden, you're off the hook. Why don't you just get in your vehicle or whatever, or take the Air Force One way, go to your place in Kennebunk or wherever it is with your family, leave the White House now, because we have a guy that's rolling his sleeves up, and he's going to make this country great again, and he's going to do what he, as a businessman, that's what he does. He goes in there, and he retools it, makes it better than it was before. You, sir, what you need to do, we'll just wash our hands clean with you. Just leave. Don't come back and let President Trump start early because he's got work to do, and already he's working even before he's sworn in. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, but I don't know that he has enough. I mean, I think he needs the next 30 days to finish all the paper shredding and the signatures on the additional pardons.
Oh, I see what that is. Okay, well, okay. Well, you know what? It's really sad. Listen, listen to the politicians, and I'm sure there's only so many because they're from Alabama. I know we have some that are decent. But the point I'm trying to say is this. We're coming for y'all. Get your stuff straight. And if you don't get it straight, because it's about the people of this country, every human being that breathes our free air is very important. We're all part of one picture. We got to get together and get it right. You politicians, stop thinking about yourself. Start thinking about this country. That's what we voted you in for. And that's why, Joe, you need to retire early and let President Trump get in there and do his job.
Thank you, Wolverine. Dan, appreciate you.